Welcome to the Miles Davis Podcast. Featured on this episode is Frances Davis, Miles' first wife, who graced the cover of the albums In Person, Friday and Saturday Night at the Blackhawk, Someday My Prince Will Come, and ESP. Frances Davis.
I was performing at Ciro's on the Sunset Strip when I first met Miles. His drummer, Max Roach, came to see the show and he was impressed. And he went back and he told Miles, "Man, there's a little girl in that Dunham company who can dance her ass off. You gotta go see." So Miles heard that. He came out to the Sunset Strip, Ciro's. He saw me and he went off right away. I mean, this is it for him. This, I'm sure, is what he was saying. He wrote his name on a big piece of paper, Miles Davis, and his telephone number. And I must say, he did come back. I did call him because I'd heard about him. I really was not into his music. I was touring with Catherine Dunham. I listened to, at that time, Johnny Mathis. So when I really got into Miles' music is when he went over. I was with him by that time, when he went to France to do the Jean Moreau film. That particular album just stayed with me forever. It was hauntingly beautiful, and I would play it over and over. That was my truly first introduction to listening to him. He went back to Chicago to do a performance. I went to Chicago also. Then I left for Paris again. I ended up getting married. So we didn't see each other for quite a few years. I'm on 52nd and Broadway. I'd come into the city to do City Center, Porgy and Bess, the Broadway show. And Miles was coming towards me. I was at this point going to Sammy Davis's Mr. Wonderful that I had was also going to join. And Miles looked at me and he said, "Now that I've found you, I'll never let you go." That happened. I started living with him and then I started really listening to his music. And one of the pieces that really got to me was Funny Valentine. The sound of his trumpet was just chilling to me. I was never invited to a record session, except for one time. I had been with Catherine Dunham in Barcelona, Spain, and I fell in love with flamenco music and dance. And when I was with Miles, I thought, wow, the combination of his sound and flamenco would be fantastic. So I mentioned it to him. There was a company that came to New York called Roberto Iglesias. And I thought, Miles, you should come with me. Hear, listen, watch. He didn't want to go, but in the final analysis, he did say, okay, I'll go with you. We left the theater. We went to the Colony Record Shop, where he bought every flamenco record he could. And the next day, he called Gil Evans and says to him, I want to do this. It was because of me that Sketches of Spain came about. And that was the only time that I was invited to his session. Most of Miles' covers had been with white models. And when this album was to come about, Miles said to the people at Columbia, I want my woman on the cover. And he had enough clout that they said, do what you want. And this is actually how Someday My Prince came about. He was out of town and he was checking in at all times by telephone. Do it this way, sit this way, don't smile too much. Don't, I mean, it was unnerving. And how it came out, I couldn't believe it because I was a nervous wreck. The fact that it came out is beautiful. I was very impressed. And this particular photograph is on the wall at Jazz at Lincoln Center Hall of Fame in New York. And I'll never forget when I went into New York to see it, Wynton Marsalis took me aside with the album. He said, Frances, when I saw this album, I said, who is she? Where is she? I didn't even think about Miles. I guess he's the one that put it up there. Well, I'm sure Fran Dance came about when Miles saw me on stage in West Side Story. I mean, he was very impressed. Opening night in West Side Story, I received the Gypsy Robe for Outstanding Dancer. And everybody in West Side Story was a fabulous dancer. Cheetah Rivera, Carol Lawrence, I can go on a name, but I received the Gypsy Robe, which is quite an honor given to you by your peers. And so I think after him actually sitting there and watching his lady perform, that's how the name Fran Dance came about. But the part that really got to me, that he loved the fact that I was the ballerina and that I performed so beautifully. So I'm sure these songs are related to how he felt about me watching me perform on stage, giving such jest and joy to everything I did. From the very beginning, just to have a song named after me, yes, it was joy. And it still is. Listen, I was married to the genius of jazz, even though there is a fine line.
The music featured on this episode comes from the recordings Lift to the Scaffold, Cookin' with the Miles Davis Quintet, 1958 Sessions, Sketches of Spain, and Someday My Prince Will Come. To further explore the music of Miles Davis, visit legacyrecordings.com. Thanks for listening.